We continue our learning Ilui Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Ushachim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyo, and Tzvi Hirsch ben Shraga Feivel. We're in Nedarim Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Karbon lo ochal lach. A person tests to his friend a karbon lo ochal lach, which means that he's prohibiting as a karbon what he does not eat from his friend. Listen to the language again. Karbon lo ochal lach. You know what's usher as a karbon? You know what's usher to me? That which I don't eat from you. So I'm not prohibiting what I'm going to eat from my friend. I'm not prohibiting my friend's food. I'm prohibiting what I don't eat from my friend. So the Mishnah is going to teach us that this is mutter. This is not a neder at all. In fact, this language of korban lo ochal lach is also a language of as if you're taking a shvua b'chayeher korban. Remember that? Where a person is saying, oh, korban lo ochal lach. You know, what I'm saying is that in the life of the korban that lo ochal lach, I'm not going to eat any of your food. And there's no shvua regarding a korban. Korban is only a language we use when it comes to nedarim. So we mention that as well. So therefore, korban lo ochal lach, that is not a neder. What about karbon she'ochal lach? And the Gemara says what it means is where the person said ha karbon or hey karbon she'ochal lach. So this is also a similar idea, that where a person is basically taking a shvuah in the life of the karbon. In the life of the karbon, I take an oath in the life of the karbon if I eat anything of yours. So we'll see also that's not considered an edge. Or let's say he says to a friend, lo karbon lo ochal lach, which means what I don't eat of yours is not a carbon. So what does that mean? It means that which I don't eat of you, of yours, should not be a carbon, it should be chulin. Ah, but what about that which I do eat from of yours? You didn't mention whether that's going to be chulin or maybe it's going to be carbon. In fact, if you the double negative would suggest that in fact you are making the food that your friend has usher to you as a carbon. Because if you say lo carbon lo ochalach, what I don't eat of yours is not a carbon, that implies what I do eat of yours is a carbon. Ah, but the Mishnah is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says we don't say michlal lav atashomea hein, that we're able to deduce from the negative the positive. There is an opinion like that. But our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, and therefore lo karbon lo ochalach. What I don't eat of yours is not a carbon. Will, although that may imply what I do eat of yours should be also like a carbon, it should be a neder, since the Mishnah is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that we don't say michlal lav atashomea hein, that we hear the yes from the no. So therefore, that's not going to be an edger. And therefore, in all of these cases, karbon lo ochalach, karbon she'ochalach, which was hey karbon she'ochalach, and lo karbon lo ochalach, mutter, he's allowed to eat from his friend's food. All of these languages are not nedarim. Well, what if he says shavua lo ochalach? So now, instead of the word karbon, he says shavua. That's a complete shavua, because shavua is on an action. Takes a shavua, take an oath, I'm not going to eat from your fruit. Or shavua she'ochalach. Now, what does that mean? Shavua, I take a shavua, I will eat from your food. Usually when you're angry at someone, you take a shvua, I'm not going to eat from your food. So the Gemara says what it means like this, is a person is pestering his friend, can you come and eat, come for Shabbos meal, come and eat by my house. And he says, lo ochal, no, I'm not interested in coming to your house. I don't like the company, I don't like the food. And then a guy kept being mafzer, kept pestering him. So he said, you know what, shvua she'ochalach. Now, what does that mean? If after someone's pestering you to eat by you, to eat by him, and you keep saying, no, I'm not eating, and then you say, shvua she'ochalach, clearly what you mean by that is not a shvua that I'm going to eat by you, but rather you mean that your food should be usher to me. It should be a shvua on the food. So that's that's what it means, shvua she'ochalach, and we're going to say that that indeed is going to be a shvua. Some say when he says shvua she'ochalach, she'ochal is really where he's swallowing the words she'i ochal, meaning he's really saying, I'm not going to eat by you. I take a shvua she'i ochalach, and it sounds like ochalach, it sounds like it's all one word. Either way, that is considered a shvua. So shvua lo ochalach, or shvua she'ochalach, which really means, the meaning really is that I'm not going to eat by you, or lo shvua lo ochalach. What's this? Not a shvua, there's no shvua on what I don't eat of yours. Ah, that implies that which I am going to eat of yours, there is a shvua upon that. So the Mishnah is going to say that's considered a shvua. But hold on, didn't we say that the Mishnah's Rabbi Meir's opinion, who doesn't hold of michlal lav atoshameh, hein, that we can't imply the positive from the negative? So I should lo shvua lo achalach. There's no shvua on that which I don't eat of yours. I should not assume that that implies there is a shvua on what I do eat from you. So the answer is the Gemara in Maseches Shvuos and the Lamed Vavim Debei says that Rabbi Meir holds that when it comes to shvuos, not nedarim, but when it comes to shvuos, Rabbi Meir does agree that michlal lav atoshameh, that indeed you can deduce, infer the positive from the negative. And therefore, in all of these cases, usher. He's not only eat from his friend's food, because all of these languages are effective for a shvuah, and he can't violate his shvuah. Ze chomer bishvuos minidarim. This is a chumer that shvuos has, astringency has over nidarim. Now, the simple reading of this is that, it's coming to explain that all of these languages that we just said are where shvuos are more strict than nedarim, because these would not be languages of nedarim. They only would be effective for shvuos. The problem is that the Gemara asked this question, and the Gemara says, chomer, michlal shenederhu. Vahalo mutter shaninu. Meaning what the Gemara asks is like this: when you say this is a churma that shvuos has over nedarim, so that almost implies that the nedarim are considered effective. It's just that the shvuos are a little bit more strict. I should have said that these are not effective at all for nedarim, that it's mutter as opposed to being us. So what do you mean this is a chumra? It's a stringency shvuos have on nedarim. The language of zeh chumra b'shvuos b'nedarim is mashma, that implies, yeah, we're talking about nedarim, and the nedarim are effective. They're just not as strict as shvuos. But we said that the languages in the ratio of this Mishnah are not considered nedarim at all. So therefore, the Gemara says that this phrase, that this chomer of shvuos over nedarim, is not going on the ratio of this Mishnah. It's going back to the end of the previous Mishnah. What would the end of the Mishnah Aleph say? Their Mishnah Aleph said, a guy takes as konam she'eni yashen, then I'm not going to sleep. Or kona she'eni medam, I'm not going to speak. So there we said, midarabanan, although there's nothing tangible there, nonetheless, you violate midrabanan lo yachel devaro. Minatora neder has to be chal on a davar sheyesh bo mamish. This is en bo mamish. Nonetheless, midrabanan, he should not be violating this neder if he took such a neder. And it's on that that our Mishnah is commenting, you know, zech homer b'shvuos minidara, meaning a shvua would not only be asur midrabanan in that case, a shvua would be completely effective on a doraisa level, because the shvua takes effect on a davar shein bo mamish. So in cases I'm not going to sleep, I'm not going to speak, that would be a chumra that shvuos has over nedarim, that it would be a shvua d'oraisa as opposed to nedarim, where it's only midarabanan. Then the Mishnah says v'chomer b'nedarim b'shvuos, and nedarim has a chumra over shvuos. What is that? Ketzad amar konam suka sha'ani ose lulav sha'ani notel tefillin sha'ani meniach. What did the person say? He says, and it's focused on a chefetz, on an object, as we normally do. He says, you know what? The sukkah that I'm going to build is going to be aser. Right, as if I can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, or the lulav I'm going to take, it should be usher to me, or the tefillin I'm going to place, I'm going to wear, ashani maniach, is going to be usher to me. So what's the halacha here? He has to do the mitzvah, no? Says the Mishnah, b'nedarim usher. He can't violate his neder, even though he prohibited upon himself an object with which he can be mekayim a mitzvah. Nonetheless, the neder is chal, because the nedarim can be chal, can take effect on a dvar mitzvah, just like a dvar harashus. But the Mishnah says bashvuos mutter. So again, in all of these cases, banedarim aser, bashvuos mutter. So this is where nedarim has a chumra over shvuos. That when it comes to shvua, this would be mutter. Meaning, a person who makes a shvua, then he's there's an action by shvua. I'm not going to make a sukkah. I'm not going to take the lulav. I'm not going to wear tefillin. Where he's basically. He's removing himself from performing a mitzvah saseh. The halacha is the shvua doesn't take effect. She'ein nishbayin la'avor ala mitzvos. You can't make a shvua against mitzvos. To ask upon yourself to do a mitzvah, you're mushba va'omneid mehar sinai to be mekai mitzvah sator. You already took a shvua, har sinai. And ein shvua chala ala shvua. You can't have one shvua, one oath, now to take effect on another shvua. You already had the shvua. So therefore, your shvua is not chal, doesn't take effect to release yourself from the chiyuv mitzvah. By neder, though, you're not releasing yourself from the chiyuv mitzvah. You're prohibiting the chayfetz upon yourself, and therefore that would be effective, and that's the chumah that nedarim has over shvuos. Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Yesh neder b'soch neder, another chumah that nedarim has over shvuos. You can have a neder b'chal on another neder. Person says his neder twice or three times, he's chayv, to take multiple times, he's chayv to fulfill that neder, each and every one of those. Vein shvuach b'soch shvuah, but a shvuah is not chal on another shvuah. If a person took a shvuah and then took another shvuah, he's only chayv on one. So what example are we talking about? Ketzad, the Mishnah says, how is this? Amar hareini nazir imochal, hareini nazir imochal, v'ochal. Person says, behold, I'm going to be a nazir if I eat this food. Behold, I'm a nazir if I eat this food. So he made a tanai that the nazirus will take effect if he eats a particular food. In fact, the Mepharshim explained that would be true even if he didn't connect it to a food at all. He just said, hareini nazir, hareini nazir. Same thing, v'ochal in our case, and he ate the food, and therefore the tanai was fulfilled that he should be a nazir. Chayav kol achas va'achas. He's chayav on each and every nazirus, and we know that a nazirus, the minimum amount, unless you say otherwise, is 30 days. So such a person has to keep two nazirios, one for 30 days, and then another for another 30 days. No different. He said, hareini nazir, hareini nazir twice. It would be the same thing. Shvua shelo ochal. But let's say he takes a shvua, I'm not going to eat a particular food, and he says that twice, v'ochal, and he ate that particular food and violated the shvua, eino chai v'la'achas. He's chai for only one shvua. If he violated b'mezid, he gets only one set of 39 malchus. If he violated b'shogeg, he only brings one karbon, because the shvua is not chal on another shvua. He's only, therefore, has to observe one shvua. The Gemara, however, says that let's say you went to a chacham, you went to do hataras nedarim, hataras shvua, and he was mati your shvua, your neder, that shvua. So then the second shvua can be chal. Now the Mepharshim explained that the only time we say yesh neder b'soch neder is really only by naziris. The Mishnah's example is really the only example. Hareini nazir, hareini nazir if I eat this food, etc. But if I said, a person said, konam kikar zu alai, konam kikar zel of zu alai, this loaf of bread is usher to me, I take it usher as a carbon. This loaf of bread is usher as a carbon. He's only chai for one neder if he eats that piece, that loaf of bread. Because ain isser chal al isser. One isser can't be chal on another isser. And that which the Mishnah said, and as well, when the Mishnah says, Harini Nazir Mochal, or Harini Nazir, Harini Nazir, so where do we learn that indeed you can become a Nazir multiple times and they'll be effective? Because the Pasuk says, Ish Oishok Yafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. The language of Nazir Lahazir teaches us Nazirus could be Chal on another Nazirus, and therefore you can become a Nazir for 30 days and then another 30 days if you take upon both of those. Those nedarim.